If you're looking for love, well, you've come to the wrong place. Because Kirsten and Scally, well, they don't know a thing. And the men that they cast on this show are truly a disgrace. So we don't care about the love that might be there. Yeah, we just want to see the drama.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Love Island wrap up. We're back again. That's right. Twice a week, baby. As always, I'm your host, Kirsten McInnes, joined by the wonderful Brian Scally. Scally, how are you?
Hello, hello. I'm good. I'm excited. Much lighter load on the podcast this time as compared to last. Only two episodes to go through, but I feel like they were fun. I have a lot of fun Islanders in the mix at the moment, so I'm excited about that. And once again, have a great guest that I'm excited about.
That's right. We've got a 1-2 punch. Last time I spoke with this week's guests, it was together for what some are saying is the messiest podcast of all time. But this week we had to have them each solo. And we have the great Jenny Autumn is here. Jenny, how are you?
I am great. Yeah, you really were strategic in saying we can't have Jenny and Chappelle on the podcast together. That is far too messy. We'll split them up into two different episodes. So probably smart move by you guys, but I'll do my best. Chappelle was saying that he thought he was going to get canceled during his, and I felt like he didn't do anything wrong. I don't think that any of his takes were cancelable. And I was texting with him earlier and I said, perhaps I will carry out your fears tonight. So hopefully not, but it's a Friday night. I might get a little spicy.
There you go.
Okay. We're fine with spice. I think that if one of my friends gets canceled on my podcast, I'll feel bad. You know?
I'm not going to get canceled like in general, but I think that like I might have a take about someone or something that like the general audience might not agree with. And then like they're canceling me because of that. Like, I'm not going to like,
well, that's fine then.
Oaks or something.
Oh my God, like, Jenny.
Well, I'm just saying like, I'm using the example of something that's like worth canceling, like in general, but okay. I'm just saying like, I don't know. Yeah. I might say I like or dislike a certain person on this show that like the general population feels differently about. That's what I mean about like, cancelable takes.
And the guy who may or may not have held that opinion already went home. So we're good.
Wait, Scally.
Oh, no.
Anyways, let's just say that Christian's hair wasn't the only offensive thing about him.
No, you guys, this was the first thing I was going to come on and say.
Well, we saved you.
Was justice for Christian.
No.
Well, I've already fucked up then. So
No one heard
I'm
it.
I'm already supporting.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Denier.
You didn't know. And then you knew before you actually said justice for him. So I think you're in the clear.
Oh, but I didn't have time to process this. You couldn't have told me in the pregame.
I thought everybody knew.
No. Did you mention? I listened to all the podcasts. When did you talk about this?
Well, I mean, we try to keep it light on the Love Island podcast.
Oh, man.
We're trying to have fun at mess. And
well,
this was things we saw on the internet, but doesn't look great. So yeah, we're not sure.
Doesn't look great, but not 100% confirmed.
So that potential information aside, the one thing I felt while listening to, you know, your coverage thus far and watching the show thus far is I was feeling Christian the most of the men until Isaiah showed up.
Wait. So what about Christian were you feeling?
I am sorry. And this is something that I've written in my notes numerous times, over the course of the two episodes that we're covering here. Like, I'm so bored by Will and Kira now. Will is like objectively the most attractive person, but like I couldn't be more bored because I know nothing else about him because there's no storyline. But I really was liking Christian because like I felt like Christian was like having these conversations with like the girls, and I just felt like he was connecting with people on like a less like surface level type stuff. And I like Ryan Scally, I am also here for the friendships, and I like, mm-hmm. I stand a good friendship. And I just felt like a lot of people in the villa liked Christian just as a person. And so I just feel like he was the least toxic, and that's probably why he got voted out, is because like, wasn't toxic enough to attract any of the women.
I do agree. A lot of people seem to have clicked with him, but I also feel like there were a couple scenes of him throwing people under the bus, maybe saying things that he shouldn't have been saying, like ratting out Jeremy, going to dump Trina before that actually happened, to Trina's best friend at the time in the villa. So I don't know. I think that, you know, maybe we lost the right guy. I don't know that I would say the same about the two people we lost tonight, though, unfortunately.
Well, because we don't know them. They're strangers to us. So it's hard to say. They're fine, but like, I don't know them.
I'm just going to like, I hear your point, Scally. I did get a little sense of like Christian, like siding with the girl sometimes. And like, maybe I was like taking that as like, you know, he's mm-hmm. kind of like being the good person and like filling people in, but maybe it was gaming things. But also, I'm not going to cry for Jeremy. All right. There will not Fair be point. A single tear shed from me for Jeremy or his feelings. Like, you know, throw him right under that bus and rev the engine, baby. Okay. Like, I could not care less about this man.
See, I think I could cry about Jeremy if he stays on the show much longer because I'm bored.
It's atrocious. Okay. Here's the thing. And I'm not trying to shit on the show too much. I'm enjoying the ride. This is a hate watch for me. I'm just going to like throw it out here. Like, I watched the show despite hating it. But I'm really not loving this cast compared to last season's. I don't know. Like, I'm still like enjoying the ride. I'm still invested. I'm still feeling things. I'm still hating people and hating things about the show. So it's still like evoking feelings, but I'm just not as invested in this cast as I was the last season. Do you guys feel like you're warming up to them more? Because I know that you guys were saying earlier on in your coverage that you're like, you're feeling optimistic about the cast and you're liking it, but like, I'm still not quite there. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not at that level as with the last cast. I feel like we had a couple people specifically like Mackenzie, Sally, and Justine that like popped. And I don't feel like we necessarily have that just yet, but overall, once again, I feel like the women are, overall stronger than the men on
that's
the cast.
That's so weird. I wonder why that happens so often on these shows.
Listen, I need to ask Cache if her back hurts from carrying this fucking show, because I'm serious. Like, I just cannot find myself invested in any of the other women the way I am with her. Whereas, like, last season, like, obviously I loved Justine, but I loved Sally. I wasn't that much of a Mackenzie fan. I know that maybe that's blasphemy on this podcast, but like,
yeah, sorry, you have to go, Scally. I will finish this alone.
I was at least like, you know, her story was interesting, you know, mm-hmm. she had a storyline, whereas like, I don't feel that way about this cast, and like all of the men are terrible. So I don't know. I don't feel quite as emotionally invested. Again, it's still early. We haven't even got to Casa Amor, so maybe things will change.
I think we need to give it a little bit of time. I really mostly like just love Cache, and the warm feelings are kind of rubbing off on Amy as well, because I feel like Amy's been nicer to Cash than the others have been. But same. That's how all my decisions are made in this show.
Okay, so, and I agree. I pay a lot of attention to like how the women treat each other, and that's important to me. And I do think that Amy is one of the people that like treats Cash well, and I appreciate that. But again, I'm really not that invested in Amy's like,
well, yeah, cause she's with
love
freaking Jeremy. Right. So yeah, it's like, I don't care about this. Could you please be with someone more interesting? But then there's no one more, I guess if Amy could like hit it off with like Giovanni, then they could have like a fun situation.
But I just don't even feel like Amy's personality pops that much, and I think that she's like a great supporting character. Like she's a great like,
she's here to support Cachet
for Cash, and I'm cool with that, but like don't expect me to give a shit about you and Jeremy or you and anyone at this point. Like you're here to be a good girlfriend, and that's all I care about now. Like I'm sorry.
My god. Okay, well
see I came and I'm just
I think Jenny, I think you need to simmer, like to take it down like two points.
I'm spicy.
Let's jump into Thursday night's episode, which was basically just all about Cinco, Cash, and Trina. Like so much of the episode was about all of this, and Trina has no chill. She like instantly tells Kira and Shannon that Cinco has chosen her. Cash doesn't know yet. But like she does this like in front of Cash.
Yeah, like 2 feet away.
Yeah, it's like it was so funny because I feel like it was almost one of those moments where Trina's like, I can't even show that I'm happy yet, but he picked me and I'm so excited, and like the camera zooms out and Cash is sitting one couch away.
Like, I think the drone shots, I know how big the villa is, like you if you need to go have a fucking like gleeful moment, go somewhere else. You don't have to sit like 2 inches away from this woman, like, and pretend like you just can't help yourself. Also, in the episode previous, like, Trina acknowledges, like, oh, you haven't told her yet. So, like, even Trina is, like, recognizing, like, you probably should have talked to Cash before coming to me and being like, oh, I choose you, because it makes the whole thing awkward. But like Trina doesn't do her part in like, mitigating the damage here, and just like, go into a different room, go have a freaking dance party in the bathroom if you're giddy over this, like give him a second to go talk to her. I was just so frustrated by this because like she actually acknowledged like, oh, you haven't talked to her yet. Like, yeah, that's what he should have done.
Yeah, Trina's sitting there with her mouth open like she's Jeff Probst waiting to announce the new Survivor season. And the like weird 3 seconds, like, I guess can't cut off. Like, just she looks so thrilled. Like, it's very obvious what's going on. There's nothing else in this villa that would make her that happy. And it's like, okay, come on. And yeah. I think there was a lot of pro Trina sentiment here just a few days ago.
Okay. I'm getting to this because, again, I didn't think Trina was wrong for going after Cinco for many of the other things that she did. But I said I didn't think that she handled it in the best way at all times. This being an example of one of the best ways that she did not handle it. Yeah, obviously, she did not have to rub it in Cash's face. But she also, like you said, and like Jenny said, like says to Cinco, like, you probably should go handle this. And Cash even says, like, I'm not mad about that. Like, why didn't he tell me before and like, let me make out with him and then walk right over to her? And I know Cinco later is like, oh, well, I just didn't know. But like,
oh, shut up, like, Cinco. You... Yeah, like... Cinco is the bad guy in the situation. Yeah, like, exactly. Let's not get it twisted. But I just want it to be known for the record that I'm the only true blue Cash stan on this podcast. Oh, I'll stand by her at every time.
Yeah, listen, if there's a ship I need to jump on, like, I'm jumping on the Cash ship over the Trina ship, like, 100%. But, like, that's the thing. So, and I mean, I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but, like, when Cinco finally does talk to Cash and says, like, oh, well, I didn't know when I talked to you. Like, didn't that conversation happen, like, immediately after he talked to Cash? It's like... So what the preamble you had before telling Trina that you were picking her was what made you make your decision? Like you had to have known before that.
I mean, I honestly
didn't have to tell her in that moment. You could have like taken a second and then been like, you know, take the night and go back to Cash and have a conversation. Like, you didn't need to do it that way.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if he decided in that moment what he was going to do, because when he was telling Trina that he was choosing Trina, I didn't even know that's what he was going to say until it came out of his mouth. He sounded unsure. He felt unsure. Like, I would have fully believed it if in that exact same frame he'd been like, yeah, it's not you.
Sure. I feel like maybe like consciously he had not like made the decision, but when he came into the villa, he always wanted to pursue Trina. Yeah. Like, he could have built something with Cash that like made him ultimately more interested, but I never felt like they really got to that point, especially with him talking about how like Cash isn't opening up. What's going on? Why isn't she opening up? Like, I don't feel like even like he knew that they did not form anything strong enough that just overcame that initial attraction. And like, he ultimately, you know, it was known, I think.
I also think I'm just like expecting too much from like men that are cast on a show literally to be trash and like do this consistently to women. So, you know, like, I can look at the situation and be like, this is how you should have handled it. But like, of course you're not going to handle it that way. You're going to be in the moment talking to someone and be like, oh, I choose you. And then like make an absolute mess of it. And yeah, obviously that's what gives us like the good TV. But I'm just like, as a human, I'm so irritated because it's like, it's just human decency to like, you know, break up with the person like that you just had a conversation with that said, hey, just let me know before, like, I don't want to be getting into bed with you if you're planning on being with another person and you've decided that. So,
well, yeah. And what's really frustrating was how Sanko's like, I just don't understand why I'm getting the cold shoulder. Like, why won't she talk to me? And it's like, because you didn't tell her and now she knows and it's uncomfortable. So yeah, she doesn't want to talk to you. Like, dude, shut up.
Yeah.
It's
like, what is there to talk about? Like, you didn't show me the decency of like having the conversation with me first before you told her about the decision. Like, there is like an order of operations here and he did not follow them. So it's like, why do I owe you a conversation?
Mm-hmm. Especially because
find out that way, you know,
he literally could have just stood up from the conversation with Trina and gone straight to talk with Cash. And like, very evidently that did not happen. So it left the door open for her to find out through Trina telling other people, which like, yes, they are both responsible for in that matter. But like, he allowed that to be a possibility. And that was unfortunate. If he truly figured it out in that one conversation, then like, go right to her and have it like, hey, mm-hmm. I know we just talked, but I just really had an epiphany or whatever he's going to say.
And I know I just said that the villa is big and you can go somewhere else, but like, also at the same time, like, the villa is small and you can go find Cash and have a conversation with her. So I'm kind of contradicting myself, but like, it's not impossible to find her. It's not like you live on different ends of the city and you're like, I'm not going to be able to like have a chance to like talk in person with her for another couple of days. Like, this is a very closed environment. You can easily go have a conversation with this person before you continue on with this other thing. Ugh.
It's a bit Cinco. But what's extra wild about all of this is that Leanne is like, I'm also interested in Cinco. Let me pull him aside. Like, you're not married, Cinco. Like, you could date me too. As if, like, who, like, Cinco's hot. Don't get me wrong. But I don't think that there is any man hot enough to be like, yeah, I'm going to insert myself into that drama.
The thing is, she's not wrong. Like, Cinco is definitely at this point, again, this early on, you should be, unless it's disgust and somehow you're madly in love within 3 days, like, you should be able to explore your other options. And Leanne is completely within her right to be like going after Cinco. I think it was probably a bad choice, because even if Cinco is magically more into Leanne than he was either Cash or Trina after spending 5 days with them, he's probably also going to find someone else that he's more interested in than Leanne at that point.
Yeah, I guess it's not like unreasonable to think that, you know, someone in a bit of drama is like, oh, maybe I just like make the easy decision. It's like, sorry, I'm not choosing either of you and I'm picking this new person that intrigues me. But at the same time, I'm like, listen, and this is the thing that kind of frustrates me about this show, but I also understand like it's part of what makes it interesting is like the gaming of it, where it's like, Leanne, like, maybe, like, if you want to make it past a couple episodes on this show and, you know, gather up those followers, you don't go right to the guy that already has his hands full. Like, I mean, you're third in line at this point. It's like, just do the math. I don't know. Like,
yeah, because
like the storyline of Cash and Trina was like enough that like I don't think that Lian kind of like inserting herself in it was going to make enough of a storyline.
Well, and because I think anyone coming in watching what they've seen so far, I feel like it's very obvious that Olivia is lying through her teeth when she says she likes Giovanni. So like you have to go to Giovanni and try to build something there, because that's where the crack is. That's where you can get in, because Olivia's lying and it's very obvious.
It's painful to watch.
Well, because the move would have been Corey, but Corey's been very open about that he likes Florida. So obviously you have to then adjust. And Giovanni's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get that. I mean, you know, maybe some of these people are just being really sincere and they're only going after the person that interests them the most. And they're saying, if it doesn't work out, I'm fine leaving the show. But I just can't fully believe that that's the case, and I'm just like, you made a bad choice for yourself. Sorry.
She messed up and there are consequences to that. We do also get Cinco also asks Cash if they could be friends, and she's like, we can say hey, but like I don't need to be your friend, which like, again, yeah, you were a couple on Love Island for like 4 days. Like you are never friends and you do not have to be friends.
Mm-hmm.
And also I don't have to go immediately from like sharing a bed with you, which like every single time they showed the little like, you know, night vision shots of them in the bed, like Cinco was always up on Cash. Like they were always doing shit in bed together. So it's not even like they had like a friend zone type relationship. Like they were constantly in the bed, like making out and stuff. So it's like, don't. It would be one thing if we were like a marriage of convenience and, you know, maybe we're trying something out and like one person was like kind of catching feels and the other person was like, I'm not really sure about it. And then they moved on to somebody else and they're like, oh, can we still be friends because we have this great friendship? It's like, you were definitely giving her mixed signals. Like, and every single time they had a conversation, he was just like, I'm like so into you and like our your personality. And also if like one more person just compliments Cash on her personality, I'm going to freaking lose my mind, because it's to the point where I feel like it's insulting. Like, I think that people think that they're being complimentary, but like, they'll be like, oh yeah, like this person's like really hot and like interesting and she's an attractive girl. But like your personality, it's like, tell me you aren't attracted to me without telling me you're not attracted to me. You know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know. It just reeks of like something bad to me. And I just, it's really been bothering me.
It's like if you were like practicing some kind of skill and you like showed your friend that skill and they're like, wow, you should keep working on that. It's like, oh, okay. So everything is bad. Awesome.
Yeah.
I did also cringe when Cinco, because first of all, he's like, oh, like, I'm just tired after all the BS yesterday. It's like, what BS? Like, this was you.
I wrote that down too. I wrote, it was, yeah, Cinco, it was a lot of BS going on yesterday. And then I wrote in all caps, yeah, of your own creation.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it was BS because of you.
But then when he sits down with Trina right after the conversation with Cash, and Trina's like, oh, like, do you need me to relieve some stress? Like, I can relieve it in other ways. It's like, oh, like, just stop trying so hard. Like, it's fine. You guys are already like established. You're going to be a couple. Like, you don't have to lay it on that thick at 9 o'clock in the morning, Trina.
Or ever. I don't care. You could be in love with someone and you don't need to lay it on that thick. Okay.
Yeah, what are you, Emily from Too Hot to Handle? Like, you don't need to help him with this. He's not even going to appreciate it. He can help himself.
Okay, well, anyway, so the Sarita gets a text that the new girls all each get to pick a guy to go on a date with. And this made me so mad because basically by giving Corey all of the dates at once, they like fucked him over out of actually getting a date where he could get to know someone.
Like one on one.
Yeah, because obviously none of them are going to ask Corey now because they quote unquote have been on a date with him before. Come on, America. You did that wrong. I was very annoyed
that Florida picked Josh just because I felt like that was like unnecessary. I just feel like at this point, you're not going to penetrate the Shannon Josh thing. And like, the date with Corey wasn't a date. Like, you guys discussed it, like it was 3-on-1. It was very weird. Like, it seems like they enjoyed it, but like, it wasn't a date. It was like a group hang. Like, no one is properly getting to know their one-on-one vibe with somebody in that environment. Like, why are you picking Josh? Like, Josh is like, it just was frustrating to me. And like, Corey really did get screwed here because one of them, especially if they wanted to stick around, like we were just saying, like Leanne should maybe have, like maybe she could have been vying for Corey as well with Florida. Like that might have increased her odds here. I don't know, but they all pick other people and it's like the drama, like it's not even, it's too late. You should like, you got screwed by the vote here. You guys all got put with Corey. It should have been one-on-one. It was awkward. And now you're trying to make these one-on-one dates with people that you don't have connections with.
Yeah. Honestly, I think Florida's more into Josh than Corey.
I think she's settling too.
Yeah. I feel like she's talking about how he was the first person that caught her attention. She asked about his type. Like, she's talking about how like they're both like attracted to each other, stuff like that. Little online stuff may or may not have come out potentially about Florida and Corey.
Oh.
Another, do they know each other from the outside?
No.
Where, okay, how do I get on Hot Person Instagram where you just know every hot person alive?
It's not Hot Person Instagram.
I mean, I don't want Hot Person Instagram. I feel bad about myself going on Instagram as it is. I don't need to see more hot people.
This was discovered by one of the Love Island pages. It was alleged that Florida is actually Corey's ex-girlfriend's best friend.
What the fuck?
Oh!
And this was allegedly exposed by Corey's mom on Facebook.
What?
Not Corey's mom. Corey's mom has got it going on.
Moms have been wild on social media this year.
Wow, yes. It is really the year of the social media mom.
Like, why is she telling on him? Like, just let it happen.
So wait, how did this come out?
Allegedly, she posted on one of the Facebook pages.
And was just like, oh, Corey knows her?
I don't have the screenshots in front of me, but it kind of was like, oh, well, it's because it's like his girlfriend's ex-best friend. It was like, oh, thanks for telling us exactly how they know each other also.
Scally, I can't say this enough that I am so amazed and impressed by your ability to just gather all of the the tea from the internet. Like, I'm just, you always have all of this insider information, and I feel like it doesn't go like commented enough how good you are at like bringing this, because like I'm never seeking this shit out. So I just want to take a moment to say thank you for you know, treading through the dredges of the internet to like find Corey's mom talking about who he knows from the season. Like, how are you finding this?
It is partially that, but also I would say that the Twitter bio of "if there's gossip, DM me" doesn't hurt. So, like, yeah, always send us like the gossip.
It works. So, like, I mean, that's still, you're still doing the work for this. So, yeah, I just want to make it known that I am amazed and I appreciate it, because I am never going to look for any of this information. And I'm so grateful that I have you as a friend to tell me this stuff.
Oh, well, I appreciate it.
I just feel like people are being too nice to Brian Scally right now. So the dates. Okay. So they're all on like picnic blankets, not so far apart from each other.
Can I quickly, before we move on from the dates, like they all had like different picnic like blankets, and they each had different drinks, and it's like they knew which one they were supposed to go to. But like, what if like, so like one of them looked like some sort of like blue drink, and like, again, obviously this is what I noticed, and then like the other one had like mimosas. I'm pretty sure like Isaiah was like, oh, mimosas, and then like the other one looked like margaritas. Like, what would happen if like you got like stuck on the like the picnic blanket of the drink you didn't want, and you're looking at like your friend having a nice mimosa, and you're like, that sure would be nice. Like, I took an issue with this.
I think that they probably were given the picnic with the drink that the production knew they liked, and they were told, hey, go to the blanket that has this drink.
Do you think that?
Yes, I do.
That much?
If production didn't care about preferences, every single one of those picnics simply would have had champagne and nothing else.
I don't know.
I don't think the production is that nice all the time.
I think they're like, your outfits would like match this.
No, stop it. No, here's what happened. When they got cast on the show, every single one of these people had to fill in a questionnaire. They call it a sequestionnaire because you do it when you're in sequester. And it's like, what's your favorite drink? What's your favorite snack? What's your favorite board game? What's your least favorite food? What are you most afraid of? What would your perfect vacation be? And it's like 50,000 pages long, and production reads it. No, you think you love it, and then you have to fill it in, and you're like, Jesus Christ, why is this taking 4 days to do?
No, I think that I would enjoy
it. No, I'm telling you right now, you think you would enjoy it, but you would not enjoy it.
I think if it meant I got the drink I want on my date, I'd be pretty happy. Because, like, if I showed up and, like, I had to have, like, some sort of, like, milky drink, ooh, I'd be like, this is the worst. Or like something super super sweet that I wouldn't enjoy, I'd be like, I'm jealous of this person over here that has like a nice salty margarita, you know? And that's what I was thinking. I was like, imagine being on the date and like, first of all, being like, this isn't even the person I really want to be on a date with, and then also I want that girl's drink. Like, I want her man and also her drink.
I just don't think it was that much of a concern, to be honest. Things
I consider, Kirsten, okay?
I understand considering it, but I just think that production told them where to go and knew who wanted what drink.
Right.
Okay, Roxy and Isaiah, I feel like, had like a good date.
Yeah, I thought so too. I felt like this was clicking. They're talking about how they like this date has pushed them forward even more. It's so easy to open up with each other, and they end the date with a kiss.
Honestly think production was like, no, you're picking Cash, and I don't care what you have to say about it.
I also have thoughts on that we'll get to.
I also think, I think it's a little bit of that, but I also think, and we kind of got like, you know, like a few indications of this over these two episodes, that like, that Roxy was just like a little bit more understated and like wasn't ever like, you know, like the biggest personality in the room, and was just kind of like, it almost like seemed like, and again, I'm jumping ahead a little bit, but like with the competition, like it felt like they were like, oh my God, like I didn't expect her to like come out of her shell.
And what did she do? Nothing. She was not that entertaining. Oh, I was like,
she seems nice.
Like, it was almost kind of like, oh, I didn't expect this because you're so, and like, I just felt like there was like this rhetoric of like Roxy being like kind of shy and like in her shell. And it's just like, I feel like that was part of the problem here, because especially once like Cash comes into the situation, and I just feel like Cash is like bursting with personality. And again, look at me complimenting Cash on her personality after saying,
well, okay, we're talking about Cash's personality, but let's also talk about the cheekbones, her face, the way she looks, the way she moves. That woman is stunning.
But I'm just saying like, obviously Roxy is as well. And I just think that this was one of those situations where, like, I don't think the group as a whole, like, really got to, and I think that the group has influence on this, because it's like, if someone isn't super sure, like, I think that this is how we see people from the original group get saved when they, like, are not, you know, in a couple anymore. And this is honestly what I thought or might happen with Christian but I guess it was for the best. But yeah, like it was just one of those situations where it's like everyone gets along with Cash. Like everyone, you know, likes her and wants her to be happy, where it's like this person just came in and like, I don't really have a super good sense of who they are. So it's harder for them to be invested in their happiness. And I think that that's kind of what happened with Roxy here, because I agree. Like, I don't think the date with Isaiah and her like was bad at all. I just think that like, it just wasn't enough.
Yeah. I think that had things with Cinco gone better for Cash, I think that Roxy and Isaiah could have made a perfectly happy couple on Love Island. But unfortunately for her, timing was not on her side here.
Definitely not.
Definitely. I felt like Leanne and Cinco's date was really awkward. But they said that they liked each other, but I did not sense any like chemistry at all between the two of them.
I didn't either. And I think that Cinco is just like, we've seen this now with how he's like handled Cash and Trina, that like he doesn't want to like offend, and he's like kind of a yes man in terms of like someone says like they're interested in him, and he's like, yeah, like I'm interested in you too. It's like he just kind of like reflects that back, and I felt like, yeah, I wasn't actually feeling chemistry between him and Leanne, in that it was more so he was just saying that because it was like, oh, what do you say when someone likes you? You're like, oh, I like you too. Like, I don't know. I just felt like he was just paying lip service here because that's kind of like what he's done with the other two.
Yeah, I feel like Cinco could be a flight risk again at some point, but not now, and not with Leanne. Like, it's going to take someone who like really blows him away, and or comes in much later in the process and he's already having problems with Trina. I don't think that he is locked in for the season, but I also don't think that he is jumping for no reason, especially so quickly.
Especially when there was all this BS yesterday, you know?
Oh, yeah. And it's just a problem for him that definitely, like, you know, he had nothing to do with. It just happened to him.
Yeah. Then there's Josh and Florida. And, okay, made me so uncomfortable.
I know what you're going to say. I know
you know what I'm going to say.
I wrote it down. I know what you're going to say.
Because Josh goes, oh, yeah, you're a lot like Shannon, but you're spicy. Just because she's fucking Latina doesn't mean, like, shut up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, that's weird. What are you doing?
Yeah, like, I don't know. The way that they, like, sometimes talk about, like, ethnicity is, like, very uncomfortable to me. Like, because, like, she even reiterates it. She's like, oh, yeah, like, my ethnicity. It's like, what is happening here? Like, I don't know. I just don't, like, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm a lot like Shannon because I've got blonde hair. It's like, what?
Yeah, they're the exact same because they have blonde hair, but Florida has a little spice because of her ethnicity. Like, shut up, Josh. Ugh.
Also, when he was like, oh, I like your tat. Stop saying tats challenge, okay?
Wait, but Jenny, wait. But I really like your tats.
Okay, well, you can like my tattoos, but please don't like my tats, because I will unzip myself from my skin, if that's what you're going to call them.
Sick, sick tats, Jenny.
I hate that so much. Please, this is my public service announcement to the general public and anyone listening to this podcast. Please stop saying tat or tat or tatted. I hate it. Please stop. Oh,
but they're both tatted up.
No, Kristen, please. I've never quit a podcast in the middle of a podcast, and that might cause me to. This might be the first time. I hate it so much.
Oh, God.
See, like, I would have left that date right there. I would have been like, my tats? No,
it's,
I'm sorry.
People are so weird about tattoos, truly, because it's like, yeah, tattoos are like a beautiful thing that people get. Well, and sometimes people get ugly ones too. But it's like, but people see them and they're like, oh my God, like, what's your tattoo of? What does it mean? Like, I remember at my last job, I like was shaking hands with a client and they like grabbed my hand and like slowly turned to look at my forearm tattoo to be like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. And I was like, I'm at work. What are you doing? Or like once a stranger asked me if I would lift up my skirt so he could see the whole tattoo. And I was like, no. And he was like, oh, come on. I was like, I'm going to get off the bus at the next stop. Thanks.
Stop touching people's bodies in general without asking. But also like tattoos are not like a message to like just talk to somebody and like strike up a conversation. Like, I don't know what it is, but people are so weird about tattoos. You're absolutely right. Don't call them tats and don't ask, you know, people to explain their tats. Okay. Just don't do that. Don't touch them.
Don't touch people, period.
Yeah, you know what? Just never touch anyone.
Yeah, even if they really want you to.
Leftover too hot to handle sentiment.
Yeah, honestly, a great idea. You have to pay money, actually. So you're not even getting money in the first place. If you are touching anyone, you have to pay. Not the government, because I don't want to give the government money. Me money. You pay me money if you're touching anyone, and especially if you're saying the word tat.
Yeah,
there's there's a tat jar, and if you say that word, you have to pay me. I'm sorry I don't make the rules.
If you find yourself touching someone, don't forget to send your money to paypal.me/Kirsten said what.
Oh my God.
I don't even know my PayPal link. Why can't I'm losing out on this opportunity for the tat jar.
The tat jar is twitch.tv/JennyAutumn. Send her 500 bits if you say tat.
There you go. God.
Okay. Anyways.
I had to get that out. I'm sorry. That was very cathartic. I feel so much better now.
I feel like a weight has been lifted from you, truly. Okay. So while these dates are happening, Jeremy and Cash have the most awkward conversation I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, not ideal. Like, weird because Jeremy, who doesn't check on anyone that he's coupled up with, does check up on Cash, so maybe production told him to. But it's like, everyone's like, I just want to have a conversation, like, see what's happening. Cash is talking about how everyone's looking at her with puppy dog eyes, and she's, like, not, like, happy about that. Not who I thought would be comforting Cash.
And she's like, if I hear any tea, I'll tell you. And so it's like, oh, is Cash just like Jeremy's ticket to knowing the gossip of the villa?
Like, honestly, like, I get it. That would make me happy too.
To me, this was production saying like, Jeremy, you're not in this episode yet, but your storyline means nothing to us. So if you want to be on this episode, maybe go have like a nice like one-on-one with Cash, because like she's going through some stuff right now. So if we could get like a scene of you guys like talking it through, that would make the show, because otherwise this made no sense.
Yeah, it was very weird and uncomfortable.
Jeremy just makes me uncomfortable in
general. He's weird vibes.
He's Connor with long hair and less personality somehow.
I don't think he looks like Connor. I don't understand. Okay. Like, they're just both white men, Jenny.
No,
so I guess, yes, they're twins.
They have a similar bland face that is just like, I'm sorry. Somebody out there will validate this feeling.
I've seen it a lot online, the comparison.
Okay.
Yes, I don't see it necessarily. I think
they have very similar faces.
See, yeah, I think he kind of looks like Luke Wilson in Legally Blonde.
Oh, he definitely does too. I couldn't think of who it was either, because I was like, he looks like, and I wasn't even thinking of Luke Wilson, because I was like, he's got like a little bit of like a Owen Wilson face, but not an Owen Wilson face. It's literally Luke Wilson in Legally Blonde, right?
Yeah.
How can you be less interesting than Connor and less attractive and you're on the show? This is what I'm saying is like, I don't like this cast as much because like, it's just not, even the men are somehow worse.
The bar just gets lower and lower.
Truly.
Okay. We also found out that Cash and Corey were both born with two extra fingers.
Okay, so what was it, Shannon?
Is this the Dark Teachers thing?
Like, exactly! Shannon is missing out on this!
They didn't say toes, they said fingers, Scally.
Okay, well...
It's on the same, like,
kind of wavelength.
There's only 10 people in this villa. Like, I feel like this is an opportunity that Shannon has been looking for, and she's really not capitalizing on it.
Yeah.
Well, I just, where's Liana from Science when you need her to explain that people are just getting born with freaking extra limbs?
They're both called phalanges, the bones.
What? Scally, get over your weird dark feature toe thing.
No, I think this is very interesting and we need to explore it more. I want to know. So they're talking about like their scars. So do they just like saw the extra finger off?
I guess they, I would assume that when they're born, when you're born with an extra one, there's like clearly one that's like not functional and they're like, let's chop that one
off.
It's
just going to be like, oh, it's so upset. Like imagine just starting your life out like that where you're just like, oh, well, I had an extra finger and like, I don't know. I guess it's better than actually having the extra finger because I just feel like kids are going to tease you and that, like that's such a horrible way to start your life.
Ooh, and like I'm look guessing at them
now they're both like very attractive influencers on TV.
You two can be born with an extra finger on each hand
and still and, be on TV
and be hot enough to be on TV.
I mean, this is the story. This is the body diversity that was promised.
Oh, right. They're like, okay, guys. Okay, everyone is like a size 4 or lower. However, there is someone that did have 6 fingers. So,
to be fair, it was UK that said they were going to have body diversity.
Yeah,
they. I mean, they didn't like, follow through with it, but they did lie about it.
So I don't follow the UK show, but I like follow some people on Twitter that are talking about it. And it sounds like there's like this season, it's just like only like white blonde girls are getting love.
That's what I heard. Yeah, yeah, I have not watched.
So good job. That's great.
Yeah, but, not ideal.
And they were supposed to be body diversity, but it's like not even that diverse because of course. Yeah. So
sounds about right.
It's not
just do what the US does and don't promise anything. And so we're just like, well, you didn't promise. So
oh, yeah. No.
Okay. Well, then I think you'd get like executive producers being like, well, I think we already had a pretty body diverse cast in the past, but
if you said our previous cast, you would agree that they've always been very body diverse.
Some of them have D cups and some of them have double D cups. Okay. Okay, so they do like a game at the party called Unboxing, where it's basically musical chairs, but you pass a box. It's hot potato. It's hot potato. I don't know why I forgot that hot potato exists. It's hot potato, but then when it stops on you, you have to open the box and do a dare. Yeah, I feel like this was the only thing that truly mattered from this was the passionate kiss between Cash and Isaiah,
which I was all for. I thought it was awesome, especially because like they didn't do it in front of everyone. I liked that part of it because it felt like a little bit more sincere because it's like, yeah, the cameras are on them, but like not everyone's watching them. So I like they're like able to be a little bit more like
let loose.
Yeah.
Now, can I ask a question of both? Is this a safe space where I can ask a question?
Absolutely.
Okay. And I hope I'm not just like
extra fingers.
No, I do not. I hope I'm not like exposing myself as like a bad kisser or something. But I feel like with all of these quote unquote passionate kisses, these people are moving their heads around like a lot. No. Like, is their neck okay? No. Like, what's happening?
No. You're I'm on your side. I wrote the way Shannon kisses seems so aggressive.
She's
and messy.
Like flopping around. Say.
And you Trina, say Shannon's
no,
name.
Trina does it too. Trina does it too, and Cash does it a little bit, but not as much. They're but Shannon's the worst offender. But is she
and
chewing?
Like flipping sides constantly. I'm like, whoa, I can't like keep up. Like, what's
I'm
happening?
Like, are your mouths even touching with all these hair flips? Like, I don't think my neck moves like that. Like, do I need to go to a chiropractor? Do I like? Is that how I should be kissing? Like, I don't understand.
I had the same moment where like in that challenge a couple episodes where they like kissed everyone in the kissing booth. And I was just like the two that they were like, whoa, I'm like, it was so aggressive to the point where I'm like, how are you even getting into this kiss? You're like
you're just trying to defend yourself from an attack. Like, I don't understand how this is hot. It's like, I feel like your jaw would hurt from trying to like figure out what to do with your tongue.
It's like Shannon was mad at Josh and tried to snap every one of their necks in the villa.
she was on one.
Like, is Shannon's neck broken? Is she okay? Does she need like a neck brace?
I hope that she massages her jaw muscles like when she's like just having a moment in
bed. Is her jaw even moving? All I see is neck.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of contorting, and I don't personally understand it. And I'm, questioning everything I know about kissing now as well. So
just like a snake, she unhinges her jaw.
See, listen, I'm taking this as validation that I know what it's all about. I am a good kisser, and Shannon is a bad kisser.
Hey, she won the challenge.
I don't want to be kissed like you're mad at me. Like, that's not, you know what I mean? It's just like, she always seems like she's like, I'm going to eat your face.
She's like,
idiot.
I'm going to snap your neck. She's like, my neck is not attached to my body anymore, and yours soon will also not be.
Yeah. Like, there's a moment for like the more like aggressive affection, but it just seems like
it's not about the aggressiveness. It's about how much, like, is she a bobblehead? Why does her neck move like that? That doesn't look right.
And like, I think a good kiss, it's like you're both guiding each other on like what's happening. Like, you're in sync. You're like, you know, like you're moving with each other. Like, she just goes in and does whatever the fuck she wants.
She's like, I'm driving. Move with me. But nobody else can because they're not.
They're flying out the passenger seat because she's whipping around. Like, what's happening here, Shannon?
Yeah. I didn't register Cash and Isaiah's kiss on this level. I thought
it wasn't as bad. None of them are as bad as Shannon.
Very passionate, no, especially for Cash, who, like, you know, is a little more reserved, does not open up as quickly. So I was excited to see. But no, with Shannon, like, you're going to lose some teeth knocking around in there.
Not in there.
Can you imagine one of the games ends in someone getting their teeth knocked down? They're like, oh, how do we edit this now?
One
of the little boxes. They're like, oh, we need to put these teeth somewhere that fell out.
Like, I'm trying to think back to like the worst kiss I've ever received in my life. And even that didn't. It wasn't as bad as, it was, but like not for the neck reason, I guess. But like, it just,
some of these people, like, have you ever seen a dog like chomping on water?
And no, it's like someone got a dog, a freaking puppuccino at Starbucks.
They're just like, I just picture. Yeah. Like, it's like a dog. They're biting something, like they're biting water or like whipped cream, like something that like doesn't need to be bit. And like, it's just like,
I think also, and this might be part of it, all of these people are profoundly hot. And so, like, maybe they never had to learn how to actually kiss.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely some of that going on with kissing, personality, pickup lines, all of the above going on sometimes.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
Honestly.
You're like, oh, I don't, like, you know, like, I don't have to develop this thing onto the next thing because I make a good first impression because I'm very attractive.
Thank God I had to develop a personality.
Same, girl.
Because now we would be the full package, babe.
Where everyone is just like, oh, you have a great personality. And then we, like, go and we're like, are we attractive too? I don't know. Like, everyone keeps saying nice things about my personality.
We did also get Florida, like, having to kiss Corey's shoulder, at which point she says, how do we know if he's hard? Just ask him.
Okay, but also what was really weird about this is Florida's challenge was to kiss someone in a normally non-sexual spot. And I feel like between like neck and shoulder is not like that out of the blue. Like, I feel like I that's not like natural.
So where are you going?
I don't know.
Weird part of the shoulder, though.
It was the back of the shoulder.
Yeah, like it needed to be closer to the neck to like get like I guess. But
I don't know. But like, I don't know. I feel like you're like giving someone a massage. You like kiss any part of their back, and it could be like an experience.
I think that like no matter what, that's not like when it's forced like that. I don't know, because like so much of this stuff is like mental too.
I feel like it would be like, oh, I'm gonna kiss someone's like elbow. Like that's not an erogenous zone, you know.
No one wants to watch that.
No one wanted to watch this. She's like a freaking spider monkey.
I mean, I'm trying to think of like what I would go for here, and I'm just like.
I guess the real secret is anything can be a sexual spot if you just believe.
Like, would they like, well, and that's the thing is like, are people like, if like, if I'm going to go for like a finger, is like someone going to say, oh, that's sexy. Like, no, that's not allowed. It's just like, who fucking cares? Let me just have a moment here.
Jenny wants to suck a finger. You heard it here first.
Okay.
Well, it got them making out. Like, definitely seemed into it.
I guess.
Of course they're going to be into it. Like, it's like, but it just, it was weird. It did seem like a weird spot, especially because like, she wasn't even like on his shoulder. She was like more on his back. Like she was trying to do like the cupping thing that you do, like when you get massage therapy, like what is happening here?
She's like, let me draw blood to the surface. This is going to really feel good in a couple days.
It's going to be great. You're going to be bruised for a little bit, but it's going to feel really good.
Oh, my Lord. Shannon had to throw ping pong balls into a cup, and if she missed, she had to kiss someone. But we only saw, like, one miss, and she kissed Josh, and then it was over. Because
why didn't he even show us that? That was the most unnecessary thing.
It also seemed like I thought she was going to have to kiss someone like each time. Like,
yeah,
someone
and
else.
Someone different. Like, I thought she was going to have to keep going and then end up. Well, but I guess everyone else was probably like, listen, I know we signed waivers, but I didn't ask for my neck to be broken.
I'm sorry.
You
can't sue the show for your broken neck. Sorry.
These are fresh veneers. Please don't knock them out.
Like, I'm just, at this point, I'm just picturing Shannon, like, biting the inside of someone else's mouth.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I hope they have insurance.
She's got to insure her kisses. What's the liability on that?
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord. We see Corey and Florida bond a little bit. And then at the end of the episode from Thursday, Cash and Isaiah have a cute little convo. And Matt Hoffman says that Cash is really committed to being Queen Bee, finding a new guy, and only wearing killer high heels.
And this is like the conversation. Well, like this is one of the conversations that got me frustrated because I did think it was a cute conversation, but I just like, I'm just so tired of people like only complimenting the other girls on how attractive they are and then only complimenting Cash on her personality. And I just feel like patriarchy got us all fucked up and we only think long hair is attractive. And so even though everyone's like congratulating and like thanking
it's
Cash
okay, for, wait,
like,
no, but it's weird to be like, you're so brave instead of just being like, wow, you really rock that.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing is like, it's like they're like acting like, she's doing something so like brave. And I think it is important. Like I did love, was it what Leanne said about like, like this is so inspirational and stuff like that, because I do think that it is like really hard for women to like, do something against like the common, belief of like what is attractive to men or whatever.
Well, and like especially too for a Black woman to, because their hair is always being made into such a big thing.
Exactly. So like I understand that and like I appreciated that, but then like to like follow that up with like, and then we're only ever going to compliment this woman on her personality, but being like, oh, but you're so brave and inspirational for like choosing to like be less conventionally attractive to men or something like that. And then it's like you're like invalidating her by like not giving her proper compliments on her appearance too. And I'm saying like, I think it's very important to develop a connection with someone where it's more than just, you know, being attracted to them. But like, I just feel like we're never getting people properly telling Cash that she's beautiful. And it's always like, yeah, but oh yeah, Trina's so hot, but like, oh, Cash has a really great personality. And it's just like, I don't know. It still reeks to me of like, you're acting like you think that this is great, but you like are still perpetuating the bullshit that makes women feel like they can't do this.
Yeah. Like this con, because until before this point, I had thought that Isaiah and Amy were a pretty decent couple. I did not see Isaiah and Cash coming until that preview really popped up all over the internet. But
right.
I was like, oh, this is interesting. This is good. I was a little worried for Cash. I am enjoying this. I like Isaiah enough. So I was into this, and this conversation like didn't raise too many red flags for me on its own.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to single like Isaiah out here because like, sure. I actually think that he's probably like one of the most genuine people there, but it was just like another, I think I was just like so fed up of like Cinco, like clearly, you know, just friend zoning Cash and being like, oh, Trina is so attractive. And like, what else do you have? Like, I had never seen you guys talking about anything. And then just constantly being like, oh, but Cash's personality. And then so like, for, you know, them to have like this hot kiss and then they have like another conversation where he's like complimenting her personality. I'm like,
yeah, I agree.
I feel like the solution is that we should compliment people on their looks and personality. Is that the takeaway?
Balance. This is all I want. I'm not saying you need to lean one way over another. I'm just saying like, you know, make sure that people are feeling valued, like, in more than one facet of their life, because they're going to be insecure about those other things if you're not. Like, at least I'm just speaking from, like, if someone was just constantly like saying one thing about myself, I'd be like, oh, these other things don't exist then.
Okay.
Just, okay. You know, balance. I'm a Libra. I want you all to balance this stuff. Okay. Tell me I'm cute and funny. All right.
And you are cute and funny, Jenny. So, okay, then jumping into the Friday episode, it starts off with Isaiah and Amy being like super flirty. And so then I'm like, well, what the hell was this conversation with Cachet?
I think I actually wrote this in my notes where I'm like, I feel like I missed the point where Isaiah and Amy had a connection. Like, I know that we saw it, but like, I just completely forgot about it. I think it's more so confused.
That they were just hot in the same place together, like a couple times.
And fair.
That's what this show is. It's people just being hot in the same place.
Well, yeah, and did I say there was anything wrong with that? No. So get off my neck.
The object of the show is being hot in the same place.
They're very pretty.
They are so, like, they look so good together.
Mm-hmm. They really do.
Like, I feel like, because the thing is like, I could see Isaiah and Amy being on the like siblings are dating Instagram, right? And that is like, that's couple goals. I'm joking. Calm down. Stop it.
I don't know what was more alarming, this or Olivia saying that she was looking for someone to be her father figure.
Anyway, speaking of Olivia, she has a conversation with Giovanni and she's literally like, you're so weird. Like, I want someone fun, but you're so weird. But like, I like you, but I hate you. And it's very uncomfortable to me. The way she talks to him makes me so upset.
Yeah, I don't know. There's some times where I'm like, oh, this isn't so bad. And I think this conversation was one where I didn't think it was as bad as others. But it's still like odd where she's like, I want someone so fun. I just think I need to come out of my shell a little more. And I'm still a little bit of, does she, or is she not ever going to do that with Giovanni in particular?
No, she's lying. She's lying.
Yeah. And well, also, I'm trying.
Well, she's trying to lie.
I don't, the thing is that like, what is Olivia truly doing here? Because I don't, like, she's not really trying that hard with Giovanni, and she's certainly not trying with anyone else. I just feel like I don't really understand her place in the show.
Her place is in Alaska. She can go home. Goodbye forever. We do not need you, Olivia. Go away.
I'm like, I've never been less invested in like someone that started in the initial cast. And I'm just like, what is your, like, these are two people from the initial cast. And like, I'm not invested in your story. And like, I just feel it's frustrating because Giovanni is really fun and quirky, and he could be toxic because we all know that they probably all are. And I know this is a concern, is like, is he a lovable toxic boy? But I just feel like she's stifling his greatness and not fully appreciating him, but like still, I don't know, like, keeping enough there so that they like stay a couple, so they're both on the show.
Yeah, I agree. I hoping maybe it's mutual. Maybe he knows this is the deal also.
Yeah, they have to be, right?
Yeah.
He had better know. If she's lying like to him like so much and he doesn't know, then I'm real upset because he's a character and I like him.
Yeah, he's like,
they must be like, you know, I am cool enough with you that we can just ride this out and like occasionally like we'll like make out and be like, you're weird. No, you're weird. And then like not talk to each other for another 3 days.
Yeah, I don't like it.
But I mean, I felt like Olivia was like maybe saying the right thing here where she was like, you know, I like, you kind of give me that like best friend feeling, and like I didn't think that that was like what I wanted, and I was like looking for someone more of like a father figure, and like instead I need someone that's like more of my best friend. And I'm like, okay, I understand we got to the right destination. I didn't love the journey. I don't know why we had to go through the like Matt Hoffman like literally acknowledges like the daddy issues thing. That was weird.
Yeah.
But like, what she was saying was very valid. Like, there is definitely something to like having a good friendship with your partner. And so she was saying the right things, but just like when the two of them are there, I just like, I'm not feeling it. Like, it just seems like there's no chemistry.
Yeah, it's fake. It's completely fake. And if anyone tries to tell you that Olivia and Giovanni is not fake, they're lying to you. Like, Olivia is lying to us.
And this is the thing, is like, this is going to be like one of the couples that like actually exists outside of the show. Like, they're going to be keeping it together on Instagram for a little bit. And we're going to be like, wait, what? What's happening here? Like, this is the couple that survives here.
Stop it.
Just prepare yourself, guys. I'm just saying.
Cut it out. Stop being weird.
Listen, I called my shot on the Too Hot to Handle finale podcast, where I said, give up on Marvin and Melinda. It's not a thing. Melinda's going to be with Peter. And what happened?
It's true.
Okay. Anyways, don't remind me about how I'm not allowed to believe in love anymore.
Yeah. It's all fake. They're all just trying to get followers.
Okay. Well, that night, Shannon and Josh hook up under the covers. It was a pretty big scene. I was surprised they didn't like go more into it during the following day.
I feel like I did see her O face.
Yeah.
I was like,
the covers come back for a second, and I feel like we were intruding in an intimate moment. And then he like pulls the blankets back up, and I'm like, oh Lord.
I know. I felt like I needed to apologize for watching.
Yeah, I felt like we were watching a foreign film.
Yeah, well, we could tell they were not making out under there because there was not enough thrashing under the blankets.
Yeah,
their faces weren't even touching in that moment.
Yeah, the faces were not touching.
She took 2 seconds off of like her head bobbling all over the universe.
So you know something.
Nice moment for herself.
You know something big had to be happening for her head to be like sitting still.
Maybe that's his strategy. Like I need to give this woman an orgasm so she calms the hell down.
Hey, at least we're finally for the first time this year seeing a man on one of these shows actually care about reciprocating pleasure.
What a world.
Wow. Transitioning into the challenge, all lubed up.
All lubed up. So the challenge is the girls strip off their jumpsuit. They slide down a pole. They collect some sort of fake tool. They sit under a fake car while water sprays on them so that they get wet. Then they pour some sort of lubricant on themselves and then they kiss a boy.
I feel like I would like this challenge, except for like the getting wet part. Like I don't look cute when I'm like when my hair gets wet or like, and like they must have like really good like setting spray for their makeup, because I just feel like this is a nightmare. I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to like make someone attracted to me after I dump a bucket of water on my head. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's hot, Jenny, when people get wet, okay?
Not like that. I mean, like dump it on my crotch.
Oh my God. Just flooding the basement. Yes.
There goes the out of context again.
I'd love to do that to my head.
Okay. I feel like literally there was not that much to this challenge except for Cash like went for it. And this is where I felt like she was doing the head thing like Shannon.
She also did like walk by every boy in the lineup, like grabbing their hand, grabbing his shoulder. And she walked past Isaiah, even grabbed Cinco's hand and was like, no, no. And went back.
Yeah,
to Isaiah.
Yeah, no, it was that was an iconic moment.
And this is the problem is like she's probably been watching Shannon and Trina and being like, well, they got tens from everyone. Like, I need to learn from them. How do I get these men's attention?
Let me move my head more.
Yeah, I need to be bobbing with an invisible song.
She's bobbing and weaving.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what's happening. So this is just bad behavior being picked up by others at this point.
Yeah, it's contagious in the Love Island villa. Everyone's like, oh, Roxy was so surprising. But truly, she just looked like kind of constipated and was biting her lip in a weird way. I was like, what are you talking about? Like, yeah, I'm surprised to see that expression on her face, but it's not sexy.
But this is what I'm saying is like, clearly she was like very reserved and like not opening up with a lot of people and like seemingly shy. So they were like shocked to see her in this format where she like kind of like leaned into the assignment.
Well, okay, maybe. That maybe this is rude, but if this is her trying to be sexy, I would prefer that she didn't try that anymore.
Oh, justice for Roxy. Wow.
I was deeply uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
And Twitter, though, to be fair.
Was Twitter upset?
Yeah, there was a lot of like Roxy question mark.
Yeah, because she looked constipated.
I hope she wasn't because.
Yeah, that's not pleasant.
Worse.
Not a fun challenge to do constipation.
Yeah, like there's nothing sexy about being constipated. So I truly hope. But if she was constipated, then I will congratulate her on getting through that, because to make people think that you're attractive while you are filled with poop.
Hey, Jenny, stop it. The men on this show do it all the time.
True. That is actually their MO.
Okay. Oh, also like
this challenge is boring because no one like kissed anyone unexpected. Yes. Like at least when we got Josh kissing Amy. Like in that other challenge, I was like, oh shit, this is something to talk about here. Like this is how boring Will and Kira are at this point. They didn't even get their own segment. They were part of like the like montage of explaining the challenge because they're like, we're not even going to give this its own moment because no one cares.
Here's the Dream Teamer like example couple.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
This is the Survivor Dream Team doing the challenge.
I will say, Leanne really went for it, though. She was like, let me get Cinco.
And I'm like uncomfortable about how much they're like air humping or like possibly humping them, like while they're kissing them, like all of the grinding. I'm just like,
I don't want to watch people hump.
I don't know. Maybe this is just like a sign that I'm old, but I'm just like, I could do without the like gyrating. Like Shannon's head is doing enough gyrating for me.
Yeah, you know? Shannon, like it's like, you know how it's like, oh, can you pat your head and rub your tummy? It's like, well, can you move your hips and your neck? Like Shannon,
much movement.
Like, it's like her body is doing like some sort of sideways version of the worm.
I'm dizzy watching it, honestly, you know?
I'm worried. Like, I think she needs to be in traction. There's something wrong.
Oh,
I don't know, but I guess if anyone wants to tweet at us saying that that's how kissing should be, please don't expose yourself like that. Don't tell us.
I mean, you can, but like,
well, DM anywhere, it to Scally, but don't post it publicly. Okay. So yeah, they choose Roxy as the winner. We get more of Isaiah and Cash being like, oh, you're authentic.
I will say, this is something from the comp. Like, when Cash had her hand on Isaiah's neck while she was kissing him, I was like, eyes emoji. Like, mm-hmm. I was like, okay.
Mm.
And it made me kind of be like, kind of understand why I picked her.
Okay.
All right. No, but they had a decent conversation here where he talks about growing up like really skinny and feeling unattractive. And she said like she completely related to that. And he, you know, tries to, I guess, like validate her being like, oh, that's so subjective. People are like so obsessed with looks. Again, brings up like, you're so brave for your hair, which like, all right, we've brought it up a lot, but that's fine.
I think
you don't need to bring it up in every conversation.
When people are constantly bringing up how brave someone is, it's like, well, what's your ulterior motive here?
But it's pretty obvious though that Cash is having, and maybe this is the time constraint of it all, but having a much easier time opening up to Isaiah than she did with Cinco, it seems at this point.
Yes, but this is also where the women expose Isaiah, that he's been saying the same thing to multiple women over multiple days. How dare he? Like, it's like, yeah, people don't know how to flirt, so they use the same lines. Like, maybe he did like Amy better and then changed his mind, but he doesn't know how to say that differently. Mm-hmm. He has one way to say he's interested.
Yeah.
I love. Like,
if at the time he was interested in Amy and then they don't talk again for 2 days, like, that doesn't necessarily mean that he's still feeling that way. So it's
but
not the worst thing.
Shannon exposed him. Okay.
I love specifically Shannon, who is like supposedly happily coupled up with Josh. I was like, wait a minute. 3 days ago, he was into me. Like, okay.
Yeah. No, the clip of Shannon like glaring while she watches Isaiah and Cash talking, I'm like, oh, is this going to be a thing? And she's just like trying to expose. Shannon has like big, like, I don't get jealous vibes, but is like the most jealous person alive. She's like, I don't want like somebody who's clingy, but is like, I will stab somebody if they like wrong me.
Yeah. 100%.
This is something that like I will be wary of. Any man on the show, but especially
you could just say any man.
Any man doesn't need to be on the show.
But especially like when they're coming in late, they're allowed to watch the show. I'm pretty sure they're like still intaking other media, and so they know what like the public perception is generally of the Islanders.
Yeah, I thought they're in sequester, but they can see the show.
No, so I'm pretty sure, because there's been times where it's like, oh, this person said this about you, especially like at least on UK that I can remember. So like secrets have gotten revealed that way, or like, oh, in the media, they're saying this about this person. So they obviously know. And I also have seen Love Island casting calls mid-season where it's like, do you want to be on Love Island? now.
Yeah. Like, we're running out. 5 minutes away? Are you free in 10 minutes?
So I am always wary when all of the sudden the fan favorite becomes available and you start talking to them. Like, I'm gonna have a couple questions. Feel like people obviously know that this is a winning strategy, a strategy to keep be kept in the villa, let alone win at the end. I'm not saying that's what Isaiah is doing. It just always is going to raise red flags for me. I will trust you in a little while, say the finale of season 4, if you guys are still together. But right now,
and spoiler alert, they won't be, because it's USA yeah. Love Island, and there's not one couple still together from either of the first two seasons.
Maybe it's Cash and Isaiah. Maybe they're that couple.
Hey, don't get me excited. I'm not allowed to believe in love anymore. Stop
it's
it.
Not.
Definitely not.
No, I know it's definitely not. It's certainly not.
Let's enjoy it while it lasts, Kirsten.
I won't because I'm too upset, because I'm very defensive over Cash, and I just want her to be treated right. And every time they don't, I'm like, do I get on a boat? Like, how do I get to Hawaii? Yeah. Like,
I'm gonna let
it's like, if she wins some money because, you know, they stick together to like to get to the end and win, and she gets some money and some followers out of it, then that's great. I'm happy for her. Hopefully eventually she finds someone that is actually, you know, in it for her. But at,
which,
like,
he could be. I'm just wary.
Okay.
I'm just wary. I'm always wary.
And again, like, there, I don't believe any of these men are actually interested or ready to be with any of these women or any women outside of this. They're all like
100%
children, to be quite honestly, even if they aren't by age, by maturity. Like,
yeah,
you're right. I do have a little hope on Corey, though. I honestly think, like, I haven't talked about Corey at all yet, and I have like this little thing where I just like want to hug him, you know.
He seems like such a sweetie.
He's so sweet. And I like, when Florida walked in, I was like, I think he's going to like her. And he did. And I was just like, I'm happy for you. It was like, I hope it's sincere, because I've been feeling bad for him this entire time. And I've been catching myself thinking like, like, does this man believe COVID is a hoax? Because apparently that's what I find out on these podcasts when I like somebody. I don't know. I feel like he's very genuine, and that he's going to be kind of lost in the shuffle in the storyline here, because I don't think that if him and Florida just like are smooth sailing from here on out, that's great. But I don't think that it's going to make for any real interesting storylines. But yeah. I hope he is a good person, like I think he is, and that he does well in life, because I think that all of the other men are trash.
I agree. I'm with you. Speaking of things that are not genuine, Jeremy and Florida have a really awkward conversation. Basically just like her putting in like the minimal effort to be like, maybe I should get a second guy kind of interested in me.
I don't even understand why this conversation happened.
I don't
know. Again, this was like, Jeremy, you're again not going to be in this episode. But Florida needs to talk to another guy besides Corey, so we can maybe make it seem like something might happen here. So if you want to go have a conversation with Florida, that would be great.
Well, it would have been nice if Leanne and Roxy had this conversation. Like, you guys are the ones at risk of going home, and I feel like you know it. Maybe open your eyes and look around at the other people in the villa.
And they weren't, I guess.
No.
Yeah. And then Jeremy says he and Amy are best friends, and I don't think I've ever seen them talk, so okay.
Yeah.
Well, apparently they have good chats at night, which I, like, don't know
I
what
think
that
means. Means they hook up a little bit.
No, I feel like that, like, means they are not, and they're having just, like, normal conversations.
They're just having, like, pillow talk?
Yeah.
Okay. Then, okay, we find out that there will be a recoupling tonight, and I really don't feel like anything really matters before the recoupling, except for when Cash goes to Isaiah and is like, I'm worried about your character because all the girls are talking.
Yeah, and I feel bad. Like, he does explain it well enough where he's like, the thoughts you're having are completely valid. If you're looking at, like, just the way that these situations happen, like, I get it. But, like, this is not who I am at all. It hurts me to think that I would be thought of that way, which, like, good line if you're lying also. But I for now, am going to choose to at least believe a little bit.
We'll see.
Yeah, it started off a little shaky for me because I'm like, oh, this, I feel like this is going to go down a gaslighty route. But then I felt like he kind of regained in the back half of that conversation. Mm-hmm. And I left that interaction being like, okay, I'm not ready to write you off yet. Even though I am still like stepping outside of this and being like, this is not going to be a thing. It's not going to be a thing.
Guess what? Next week, the women have the power back. So yeah. get through this week, Cash. You know,
if it's that's what I'm saying is like, if it's enough to keep Cash around, like I said, she's carrying the show for me and for most people, I would think. So I'm all for it, even if it's not completely sincere.
I agree. Okay. I'm skipping everything up to the recoupling because I don't care anymore.
That's fine.
I don't think anything else happened, to be
there,
honest.
Oh, there were several conversations, but they don't matter.
Actually, I think this was once the recoupling started. And again, I wrote in all caps, Will and Kira, no one cares.
Yeah, I agree. So I loved how Ariel comes in and she's like, oh, I'm sensing some tense energy. Are you okay? I laughed so hard.
Oh, Ariel.
Fun fact about Ariel is we have like a shockingly similar birth chart. Like we're like astrologically like very similar people. Just a fun little fact for
good
you
to know.
I can see it.
We're the same people, as you can tell.
Okay.
I too could host Love Island.
I would love if you hosted Love Island. Okay, God. So I didn't write down the reasons why anyone picked anyone because I don't care anymore.
The show barely wrote them down either.
It was boring. I was very bored by the end, but the couples at the end are Will and Kira, Josh and Shannon, Corey and Florida, Jeremy and Amy, Cinco and Trina, Giovanni and Olivia, Isaiah and Cachet. Leanne and Roxy, go home.
I did take note of one fun thing that happened during the recoupling, which was when Amy and Jeremy sat back down, Amy flips her hair and it like whipped Jeremy in the face and they didn't like edit it. It was so funny.
That's really funny. Small things. First of all, Kira wearing Will's shirt. I was kind of like,
Yeah, guess what? Again, I don't care. This is the tell me you're 23 without telling me you're 23. Like nobody gives a single
like
thought.
We get it. You guys like each other. Like do something interesting. Have a conversation with literally any other person. There was no, these two,
they could even, they could even have a conversation with each other. They didn't talk to anyone in the episode.
And if they're having them, they're not interesting because we're not being shown them. Like at least like they're trying to they're squeezing some little thing out of the Olivia and Giovanni thing, which is not real. So like, I don't know. Maybe this is the production being like, we don't want people rooting for this couple because we don't want like a Zach and Elizabeth like winning thing here. I don't know. Is that what those people's names were?
Wow.
Impressed with myself currently.
Yeah.
But maybe that's what it is like, okay, well, these two are vibing and nothing is interesting happening, so we're not going to show up. But like, I truly don't even know if they ever talk. I see them doing like some sort of meditation in the morning and that's about it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I also have that both Corey and Florida and Jeremy and Amy do not kiss when they couple up. So again, I just don't know if Florida's actually that into Corey just yet. I am curious to see if he ends up sticking around past next week. I am hoping for it. I like them as a couple, but I'm not convinced.
I feel the same. I like them because I like them individually and I would like them to be happy together, but I'm not fully feeling it. I do feel like Florida would have been more interested in Josh and just kind of, you know, did what Leanne and Roxy maybe should have done and said, well, I need to pivot here. And, you know, luckily she was the one that Corey was most interested in. But yeah, I mean, I do think that they have like a little bit of a thing, but I could definitely see a situation if like a guy comes in, Florida's not super tied to Corey.
Agreed.
Yeah, 100%. So now on Sunday night, we will be getting two new men coming into the villa. Slade is 27 from Georgia and Wes is 24 from Denver. And by the time this comes out, it'll be too late. But in the hour after the episode, people got to vote on who these men should go on a date with.
What do you think's going to happen? Who's going on a date with
who? Ash is going to go on a two-on-one date.
Yeah, I think so too. But I really hope that they don't let that happen.
Yeah. Why can't they just vote strategically and be like Twitter? I mean, it's too late now, obviously, but like, I'm just saying, like, why not have a conversation with each other? It's social media and say like, hey guys, let's put our votes for this person with this person and then this person with this person. Like, it's not, we've seen how, you know, the same person getting both or multiple dates, you know, pans out. It's not interesting. Why not, you know, decide on who you want to match up here and not just be like, okay, Cash is going to get both dates, because if they're going to do it the way they did it with Corey, it's not entertaining.
Agreed. 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 I don't even know who would be the most entertaining option. Like, I don't think Shannon is straying from Josh at this point.
I think Amy to get her away from Jeremy.
Yes.
I think, sorry, go on.
I was saying, I think Amy is like the right choice here. I do like her, but I don't know that it's going to be necessarily dramatic, because Jeremy has like the personality of wet cardboard. So I don't think that's he's going to.
Okay.
Very generous. An insult to wet cardboard.
Oh, no. Okay. This is a sign. I think this is a sign. We need to wrap this up. I'm sorry. We've gone too far.
See, but what you missed out on was, so we already know they're releasing extra stuff on Paramount Plus, and that being like a Monday episode, which is not on the regular CBS. It is definitely different, but not like 100% necessary to follow the season. They've also dropped apparently some like Love Island drops, which are more like live feed type segments, which can give you a better insight into like these people as unedited personalities and makes them a little more human. And then the new one that they also just added was Love Island Laid Bare.
I just also, for the record, before we go on, if you're in Canada, I think you have to watch all these things on Crave, and I'm never paying for Crave. So Scally's going to have to fill me in on these as we go along.
So, I might have Crave access, so I'll see if I can help you out.
Don't make me watch them.
Okay. Well, also, no.
But like, also hook me up with Crave access, because like, I want to watch other stuff on Crave, but like,
I don't know for sure, but let me check in.
So Love Island Laid Bare is pretty much a clip show, but it's like advertised as the stuff that they couldn't show on network TV.
Oh,
so it's supposed to be like more like,
it's like foreign films.
Yes, exactly. So there's not really anything here that was a repeat of stuff we've seen. Some of them may be like parts of the challenge that were cut for time, but there are stuff also. Here, let me lead with, which Islander do you think has experience with sex parties and sex dungeons?
Shannon.
Oh my goodness. Wait, is this a real question with an answer?
Oh, there's an answer.
Dungeons and sex. Oh my God. Is it Will?
Oh, it's not. So it turns out that Giovanni.
Oh.
Giovanni's co-worker called him and invited him to some party, which this is another one, which I guess I should have asked who you thought for this one, but he invited him to what turned out to be a swingers party, and let's just say a lot of stuff was going on at this party, which he was like, I'm game. So That's Giovanni. He talks about how he's gotten to explore what he's into sexually and all of his fetishes. So Giovanni, I think maybe that contributes a little bit to why we're not seeing him on the show as well.
He's like constantly talking about stuff that like CBS is like, I'm sorry, we can't put this on at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. It's very interesting. Yeah, there's, if people are interested, it's all right on Paramount Plus. There's stuff there. Cash also talks about how, and again, I think this was cut for time because it was in the same conversation as the swingers party, where Cash talks about how she doesn't really care about gender. She's open. She's never dated a woman or anyone but a cisgender man. But it doesn't mean she's not open to it or has not hooked up with someone who is not. So that was nice to see in terms of representation on the show. Obviously not.
But not good enough for the prime time, right?
Again, it was
that's inappropriate. So okay,
yeah,
you can't show that on prime time.
I agree, but it was added to. It was a.
Gally just said he agrees that it's inappropriate to show.
Oh my god! Go away.
Well, I do love that Giovanni is putting the mount in Paramount Plus. Like, proud of him. All of whatever is happening in the sex dungeon.
Okay.
Nobody tell Chappelle about the sex dungeon.
There was also which Islander has hooked up with 15 plus taken women.
Was it Josh? Well, he was the one that.
Yeah, well, because he's the baseball guy.
Yeah. As someone who has dated baseball players, I'm here to another public service announcement. Kirsten, you're right. Baseball guys are toxic.
Thank you. So again, no offense to Haley, to your brother, but
especially pitchers.
So it was Corey.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's because he's constantly getting, like, friend zones, and they're just like, oh, I'll hook up with you tonight, but, like, I'm not going to date you. I have a boyfriend.
Here's what it is. He's like, your boyfriend's treating you badly, but, like, I understand you in a way they never could.
Oh, no.
Don't ruin Corey's nice guy thing for me. I just,
Corey came off good. They like cut from his like opening package. He was like, actually, a lot of the attention I get is from like much older women and men, but like, I'm like, cool. I love attention. So Corey,
relatable,
seems like,
Corey.
Like, also love attention. I agree. And a little insight into Jeremy, where he talks about how, he's like, yeah, my type, like my approach is like, usually girls come to me and then I just like make them laugh. And I was like, they're laughing to be nice. And that's why, like, Amy is like, please do anything for me. Like, what are you doing?
She's literally spelling it out. She's like, show me a little bit more of you and like maybe do like romantic things for me. Yeah. And he's like, wet cardboard.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's a lot more there. I'm trying to even think. Like, there's a scene where when Amy comes in, Josh is talking to her and he's like, oh yeah, I just like made out with Cash the other day because like we were the only two that like had not made out, or like she was the only girl I had not made out with. And she was like, you've made out with every other girl here. It's like day two or day three. And he was like, yeah, well, except for you. But like, I can't right now because Shannon's right there. And I was like, oh, so you're planning on despite her being here. Okay. Also interesting. Oh, there was also a scene where, again, this was a really good scene. I don't know why this was cut, but I guess it was because Olivia is not interesting. So Olivia cries because there's no one in the whole villa that's interested in her except Giovanni. But then later they have a conversation and Giovanni like opens up to her like a lot. He talks about when he was like 14, 15, he was in juvenile detention and probation. He was like backstabbed by a lot of people he considered friends, and it like taught him so much, and how he's like learned so much from the experience and like totally changed. And Olivia's response is like, wow, I could never relate to jail or juvie because they're like the same thing to me. And I was like, okay, we're good here.
There's a reason why that's not on the show, and it's because it makes Olivia look even worse than she already does. Ugh, mm-hmm. Go away. She can go home. Now, with this minute we have power, we need to vote her off.
And the last thing that I'll bring up is, Cash's biggest fear is wiener dogs.
Okay. I like also, I would like to say for the record, a really fun way to live your life is to call them sausage dogs. Everyone will laugh if you go, oh, look at that sausage dog. It's funny 100% of the time. You can feel free, anyone, to pick that up from me.
The only fear?
Oh, yeah, no, her biggest fear. She, like, looked uncomfortable talking about it. She said their bodies are terrifying. Yeah. So that's Cash.
Oh, boy.
Again, just, like, fun scenes on this. Like, I did enjoy watching this. And Cinco did also... Cinco talked to Trina and addressed, actually, some red flags. He was like, look, when you were with Jeremy, to be honest, like, you came off possessive, and he brought up boundaries that he had in the relationship, and you did everything you could to skirt around those boundaries, which I didn't think was cool. And she's like, you know what? Like, you're right. And kind of like gave excuses to that, but it actually made Trina look worse and also made Cinco look a little better. So I think that the laid bare episode, at least, like all of the bonus content, definitely not necessary, but all of it's been enjoyable. And it's why I think that maybe Love Island thrives on a streaming service a little bit more.
I love extra context because the what they give us of some of these people is really not much.
See, I have a contrary view. I don't like extra context because I like to sleep. And they're trying to make it so I can never rest.
Yeah. Imagine Love Island live feeds, Kirsten. Like, shut up. What would you
stop talking?
Yeah. No. I already.
You could be like the Taryn of like Love Island live feeds, where you every day you do a live feed update.
Good, hello everyone, and good morning. Welcome to your live feed update for July 16th. Today is day six in the Love Island villa, and I have seen more than I ever wanted to see.
And it wasn't whipped cream in the bed.
Okay, wait, no, that's. Okay. Jenny, all right, thanks for joining us on this episode of the Love Highlander Hap of Jenny.
Are you sure you're thanking me?
Yes, because regardless of anything, I love you and I think that this was very fun and people will enjoy it.
I had a great time.
But honestly, we're going off the rails, so I feel like I would put it to an end.
You have to always expect that with me. You don't have to also have Chappelle here for this also to go off of the rails. It's going to happen regardless.
The Love Island wrap up and also Love Island famously on the rails.
Yes, so. That's right. Yes, this is exactly. A professional operation here.
Yeah. No, honestly, like one of the only reasons that I put myself through watching this show is because I want to be able to talk about it with you guys. So it's definitely worth it. So I appreciate you guys having me on and dealing with my hijinks.
No, definitely knew we had to get you in here very early. Could not wait to talk to you. So very thankful that you made the time to speak with us.
Yeah, I was like, Skelly, I think Jenny can come on Friday. And he was like, oh, I'm glad because I feel like she's going to stop watching and we need to get her before that happens.
I may have said that.
Because I was tweeting with Chappelle about how I couldn't get through episode 4.
I may have seen it.
I know. I was like, well, because it ended up being like 2 episodes in 1, right? And I think because I was watching it after the fact, I was like, Jesus Christ, like, when is this going to end? Like, what is happening here? And Chappelle was going through the same experience at the same time.
Yeah.
It was a lot. But I will continue watching because I need to see this through. It needs to be for a greater purpose.
Incredible. Well, Jenny, you were amazing this week on The Slop with Rob.
Oh, thank you.
And so if people haven't heard that yet, what are you waiting for? Become a patron of Rob Has a Podcast, robhaswebsite.com/patron.
Yeah, do it.
But where can people find you if they want to hear more from you?
I am on social media at Jenny Autumn on Twitch, twitch.tv/JennyAutumn. What am I doing right now? I don't know. Living my life. I'm going to probably be on some Big Brother coverage next week. You haven't gotten rid of me yet, so keep an eye out for that, and maybe something else next week. I don't know. I'm going to be doing a little bit of podcasting next week.
Ooh.
You'll see me at some point. I'm not going to make any promises about what days because I don't know these things.
Okay.
But definitely I will be, yeah, I'm staying in the mix. It's going to be a week of Jenny Autumn next week and this week, I guess.
Okay. So. Well, I love that. I love any week of Jenny Autumn.
Okay.
And Scally, where can people find you?
Oh, you know, the huge. Go over to Twitter at Brian_Scally, where I'll talk about anything that I'm doing. Most recently, we brought this up last time, but it has since been released. The Challenge is releasing their new season, and myself, Matt Ligori, Ali Lasher, and Brian Cohen drafted to try to find, you know, we wanted to draft the biggest team of losers that we could in a must-lose draft. That is over on the Dom and Colin podcast feed, so make sure to go listen to that. And, you know, maybe we'll see some Love Islanders pop up on that season of The Challenge, as well as, oh yeah, X on the Beach. People can look at that or message us for who's on there. So
if you're a parent of someone on Love Island, slide into Scally's DMs and let them know how they know somebody else on the show, because this is how he brings this information to us.
Please do.
Scally also is the guest on the next upcoming episode of BoJack Horsepod that will be released on Tuesday.
Ooh, great time. Definitely people should be listening, which I trust that everyone already is, but a very fun episode to talk about with Kirsten and Lindsay.
Yes, we talked about BoJack Kills. And if people want to hear more from me, you can follow me everywhere at Kirsten Said What, including twitch.tv/Kirsten Said What. I was most recently on the number 12 best season of Survivor for the RHAP Top 40 Countdown. And I, for the patrons, will be on the slop this upcoming week.
Yes.
My slop debut. I'm very excited. If you have ideas about Big Brother, go to robbisloadsite.com/getsloppy, which was my idea of a URL, and I want everyone to know. But we will also be back midweek next week to talk about more Love Island, and we'll catch you then.
If you're looking for love, well, you've come to the wrong place, because Kirsten and Scally, well, they don't know a thing, and the men that they cast on this show are truly a disgrace. So we don't care about the love that might be there. Yeah, we just want